Okay, but so as Nimra pointed out, we're up to sheet 60. So we're almost finished with Chazar. So okay, let's start already. Ten divrei hefchesa. Anyone has a pack of ches for me? Yeah, we got it. Okay. Thank you. So the word is like this. Pashas is Tasev Elomen Asoi only applies if first the Chor, the Pasuk has to say Tasev. Like it says Chaka Sukkos Tasev Lecha. Okay, so that's why by Sukkah. That's why Chotei Bagadosh is no good, because you need a direct Asiyah. Now, the Gemara also has Tasev Elomen Asoi by what? By Tzitzis. Thus we'll have Tzitzis. I mean, we don't really get to the Shiurim on Tasev Elomen Asoi by Tzitzis. We'll get to them. By Mezuzah, the Gemara has it by the case of the... Well, Talia Mishuresh is a question whether it was... referring to that, right? We have three different sheets in the Rishon. But the Gemara in the Amud Beis, right, the reads, right? So there, it says, Uchsavta mal mezuzos beisecha v'sharecha. So at least, over there, it's a... So the question is like this. When Unculus translates Ukshatim Los Al Yadecha, so he says V'siktirinun La'os Al Yadoch V'yehon L'tfilin Bein Enoch. But when it comes to Mezuzah, it says V'siktavun Al Mezuzion on page V'sikvun B'tzipe. See, the Chiddush of Unculus, the Kasher Glover points out, is the in the pasuk Uksaptam al mezuzos beisachal v'sharecha, there's only one verb, Uksaptam. Right? But Unculus divides it in two. Uksaptam means to write the parsha, and then v'sik be'inun, and you can, should be koveya the mezuzah on the. So therefore, what he's trying to say is you read the pasuk as two parts, Ksaftam, right? And then Koveya, even though the Pasuk didn't put in that word, but it's understood. So he wants to say that that's why by Mezuzah there's a din of Tasev Elomen Asoi, because there's an Asiyah, even though it doesn't use the word Asiyah, but it uses the word another verb. You know, the tikva, even though that word, so therefore, by mezuzah, he says, he thinks that's what Unculus is trying to tell us. That there's a verb of the kvias ha mezuzah. But by tefillin, it just says to put on the tefillin. In other words, it could have said that you make the kesher and then you put it on your hand. It could have said it that way. It was just like Unculus made the mezuzah into two parshios, it could have made tefillin. But it doesn't. By tefillin, it just says to put it on your arm. It doesn't say tie the knot and then... So he says... And maybe there's no Tasev Elomen Asoi by Kesher Shel Tefillin. We had a whole discussion. But is there, if somebody gets their tefillin checked, right, do they have to redo the Kesher? We said that the Melecha Shemaim says maybe yes, and the Nachal Eshkol says no. So the Kodesh Glover wants to be Michalik that you need at least asiyah, even if you don't have the lashon asiyah, but at least you have the lashon of kshartim, kshirim. So you need something along those lines. So then maybe the whole din of Tassav Olam also doesn't apply to Tfil, because there's no pasuk on the Asiyas HaTfil. Unkos could have translated it the way he did it by mezuzah, but he didn't, because his mesorah is that only by mezuzah is there two parts. There's the writing of the mezuzah, and then the fixing the mezuzah on the door. By tefillin, there's one part. Now, obviously, you have to make the tefillin first. That's not going to, you know, you won't have tefillin to put on. But there's no gzeiras hakasuv with that. That's of course. That's needless to say. I can't put on tefillin if I don't have tefillin. You know. But that's not part of an official asiyah of the chumash. And that you can say that therefore there's a din of tassav olam nasa. And 61, but then we have the machlokas Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Eliyahu about kshiras hatfilin. That Rabbeinu whether is there a mitzvah? We know there's a mitzvah every day to put on tefillin, which is a chiddush, because the briskers hold not that way. Now the brisker shita is that there's not a chiyuv to put on tefillin every day. In other words, tefillin you put on and you keep. In other words, Kriya Shema, you have to say Kriya Shema every day. So if you didn't say Kriya Shema today, it's not going to help. You're going to say it tomorrow. Every day has its own chiyuv. But by tefillin, it's one block of time. Whereas one Shabbos is over, till the next Shabbos, you put on tefillin. I mean, we the Raisa Lila's man tefillin. So the briskest hold, if you didn't put on tefillin today, so you weren't feeling well, you didn't put on tefillin today. So say today you would have put on tefillin at 45 minutes. And tomorrow you put it on 45 minutes. So tomorrow put it on for 90 minutes in lieu of today. Because there's no special concept that the day is changing. Because if Laila is Mount Tefillin, then the mitzvah never ended. And they say, Midah Rabbanan, okay, Laila, you're not supposed to put Tefillin on Laila. That's only Midah Rabbanan. Midah Raisa, it's one chunk of time. It's one chunk of time. So, in other words, the briskest hold, what's the bigger mitzvah? Say one person on Sunday puts on tefillin for 10 hours, but the rest of the week he doesn't put on tefillin, and the other guy puts on tefillin 5 minutes a day. So we would say he's better, the guy who puts on 5 minutes a day, because everyone has a chiyuv. The brisker sheet is no. 5 minutes a day, so so you have for 6 days, you have 30 minutes. This guy's putting it on the face 10 hours a day, he's much better. 10 hours just on Sunday, rather. He put it on more because it's not divvied up into days. That's the brisker. That's the brisker shita. And most of the people don't hold from the, don't follow that shita. So, what? Briskers. I mean, the briskers also put on every day because there are other reasons why you have to put on tefillin every day when you say Kriya Shema and this and that. But mitzvah the mitzvah of tefillin. The key is the quantity of time you put it on. So the more quantity of time you put it on, the more mitzvah you did. It's not a mitzvah that's divided in days.
So according to the briskers, what would the point be of having a separate bracha every single time? when it's one mitzvah the entire time.
No, because you have a hefsek. You went to sleep. You have a grace. It was lilam. He's our bunny. You didn't put on tefillin for the whole night. So you're mafsik.
If you kept it on the whole night, though, let's say?
If you kept it on the whole night, but midrabanan, you're not supposed to keep it on. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam says, Rabbeinu Olam says that you're supposed to make a new kesher every day. That's Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Every day you make a new knot. I guess on Yeshil Yad, Shal Rosh, you have to make a new knot. That would be very hard, unless you're proficient in that. And that's what it means with Kshartim. Kshartim is going on the... That's Rabbeinu Eliyahu. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, Kshartim just means you affix the tefillin to your hand. So this is also, I think the Kosher Glover points out, is related to this, because according to Rabbeinu Tam, the Pasuk never speaks about Asiyah. See, according to Rabbeinu Eliyahu, the Pasuk of Kshartim is going on the Asiyah Satzvillers. So then there's more svar to say that I think the Kosher Glover says that there's a din of Tassav Loman Osir. He just brings a riot from Targum Unkelus, like to Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That there's only one mitzvah. The mitzvah is putting tefillin on your arm or your head. But according to Rabbi Leo, this is the mitzvah of kshira. So then you could speak about. Then it's shaykh to say that maybe there's a din of tassav lomen osir in there. But we don't pass like Rabbi Leo. So if we don't pass like Rabbi Eliyahu, so then there's no pasuk in the Torah that says to about making the tefillin. Of course, you have to make the tefillin, because if you don't make the tefillin, you don't have tefillin. So someone has to make it. And then you... Okay, 62. Tein divrei Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham discusses... What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch on page 10, back at Ches. It says that you're allowed to... The question is, can you go into a cemetery with your tzitzis out? Because there's a concept of log rush. You're making fun of the poor, meaning if God forbid a person's not alive, so you can't do mitzvahs anymore. So if it's not alive, you can't do mitzvahs. So if you flaunt the mitzvah in front of a dead body, like you're making fun of the dead body, log l'rosh. So the question is, are you allowed to wear your tzitzis out in front of, when you go to a cemetery? So the Mechaber says, you can wear it out as long as it's not dangling over the coffin or on the kever. But if it's dangling over, as if you, the way people have tzitzis out today, they don't have such long tzitzis. Long baggage, even if they wear it out, it's not dangling on the kever, so then that's okay. But that's the first thing the Mechaber says. But Mechaber says that's only in the time, in the olden days, that they would wear tzitzis, not necessarily for the mitzvah, that their garments were garments of four quarters, so that was part of their dress code. Because since the garments that they had were four-quarter garments, so of course they wore tzitzis. They do it for the mitzvah, but the mitzvah was incidental. Because the main thing is they were wearing four-quarter garments, so they had to put on the tzitzis. But today, we don't wear four-quarter garments, so the whole reason we have tzitzis is because we go out of our way. So that's like accentuating the mitzvah Shabbat. So he says, b'zman hazeh, even if it's not dangling, even if it's just out, and you go to the cemetery, that's a prohibition of log rush. He says, "Aval anu she'inanu mechuvanim b'hem el l'shem mitzvah, asur afilu einu negrarim." The hadi meaning she'atzitzes megulim avihim mechusim mutar. Okay. So that's the mechaber. That's Siv Aleph. The Siv Beis. It says Yesh Nogim Lukshur Shnei Titzios Shibishnei Krafayim Zeim Zeh. In other words, some people have the minhag that they will tie, they'll take the two tzitzis from the two sides and they'll tie them together. So this way, even though they're outside, but they're basically what? Possibly with tzitzis. So this way, they're trying to avoid the issue of log the rush, because you're not wearing the tzitzis, because so that it's not making fun, because you're not doing the mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says, "Dafavik shekosher nosam lo nisbatel mitzvah tzitzis." He says, and the Machzis Hashetel says, because you're planning to undo it. So since you're planning to undo the kesher of the two tzitzis, so then it's like they're not tied. But then the Magen Avraham makes a comment and says, but if you hold that it really is nispatel the tzitzis, so then when you undo it, l'chora, you should have to put the tzitzis on again. You should have to undo the whole thing, because it's tasev lo menosoi. Because if tying the tzitzis together, he thinks, Magen Avraham says, he doesn't think the whole thing does anything, because it's only arai, you're only planning to untie it. So it's like you did nothing. But even if you want to say you did something, you accomplished something, so if you accomplish something, then you pass all the tzitzis, so then you should have to what? You should have to redo the tzitzis of Stas of Lomanosi. So then he says the Levush says it's not Tasev Lomanosi. Because the Machzis Hashetel says because Tchilaso was Bechekshir, right? Originally it was okay. And then, just like when you put up a sukkah and then you if the sukkah was originally made good and then you passed it, you don't say tasev lomanosoi because you follow tchila. So if that be the case, the Levush says there's no tasev lomanosoi in this case. So he says that's different, because over there the sukkah was a good sukkah, then you put the awning on, then you took the awning off. So that's something external. But here, the psul is in the guf hadavar. If you hold the tying of the tzitzis is a problem. So the Magen Avraham doesn't like the Levush's svar, so therefore he says that it's not a good svar, and therefore he says that if his refutation, that if you hold tying of the tzitzis helps, then you have to, then it's Tasev Lomanosoi. Magen Avraham himself thinks, he doesn't think the whole thing even helps at all, because it's only a temporary knot. That's the Magen Avraham's. So Tasev Lomanosoi ben Ogel Kshiras Tzitzis, he thinks, that it is tas. It would be a problem if Tasim and Lomosi had the kesher been a real kesher, as opposed to Levush. But he himself holds the whole kesher is not a kesher. Okay. So that was question 62. No, 62. So the Gemara in Menachos Daf Mem Beis says that all the parts of the tefillin, you can't, a goy can't do it. Tefillin has to be made by a Jew. So that means that every part of the tefillin has to be by a Jew. So how could you possibly say Tasev Elomen Osoy by Tefillin? In a Kol Tikkun, I'm reading the Kosher Glove. In a Kol Tikkun and Tefillin, Dina Kiksivas Tefillin. Being Kosher Yeshno. In Kain Gam Hanochas HaParshias, Dina Tasev Eli De Yisrael. Or the Dina Yekesher De Yisrael. But the Kain Dishnei and Beina Asiyah Behefshe Einach Kamin Amin Osa Maise Zu Kodem Ol Hefech Demai Chazes Loma Divina Hanochas HaParshias Kodem Dishnei Akesha Tassel and Mosai, so they're more than half of them. Being Akesha Kodak, they should learn other than. In other words, if you're saying that everything has to be by a Jew, the din of Maisa, of everything, but there can't be Tassel and Mosai, because what are you going to say? When you take, you're checking the tefillin, you're taking the parshios out, so now you have to undo the Kesha. But how do you know which has to come first? Maybe you're going to put the thing back, then you're going to put the kesher in again. But maybe if you made the kesher originally and the tefillin weren't there, maybe in other words, there's no order. If the board has to be on Israel and there's no specific order, then you can't say it's a din of tassel lomen osoy. I mean, the Nachal Eshkol says that each thing is a separate category, but he's saying that, you know, it's impossible to you can see, if you do this one first and the other one second, and then when you do the first one first, it's not a Gemara Siyah yet, because you, so he questions the whole idea. Okay, 64. So we know the Gemara Menachos says that you're supposed to put your tefillin on your weaker hand, Yad Keha. But the Gemara has a whole series of drushes about that. One drush is, it says Ukshaftim Ukshaftim. Okay. So therefore, what does that mean? That the Kshira, get the page for you, Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, well, the Kosher Glove quotes it here on page 18. Maksiva b'yamin, or kshira b'yamin. Says ksiva, most people are righty, so the shartim ksaftim. When you write mezuzah, you write it with your right hand. So to kshira b'yamin. So to when you're fastening the tefillin on your body, you do it with your right hand. So it means your right hand is putting it on the left hand. So you see from that Gemara, Maksivi Min of Kshira Bimin, that's not referred to right, it's referred to Hanochas Tefillin, because the whole discussion is about which hand you should put the Tefillin on. So the Gemara's Darshan in Ksaftim Ksaftim, that Ksiv is Bimin, so Kshira is Bimin, that means the right hand is tying it onto the left hand. So you see from that drasha, you see that the Gemara is learning that Shartim is not on the making of the Kesher, but it's on the Hanochas Tefillin. And how do you know Hanochas Tefillin is right? Because most people normally write with their right hand, so then if they normally fasten the Tefillin on the right hand, meaning the right hand is putting it onto the left hand. right hand can't put it on the right hand itself, but the right hand can put it on the left hand. Okay. So that's his raya. So it must be that kshartim is referring to halachas too. That was 64. Then he quotes a Ramah that says, Kosh Glov said, Lo yasa akshari melacha shatasa shin mitfilin. Rachachi yasa adal. Rachachi hayut. In other words, first you should make the shin on the bias, then make the dalad behind, and then the yud over here. Shakai. Let me ask you a question. So he asks a kshar melachar she asks him a shin mitfilin. First you make the shin, then the dalad, then the yud. Because you want to make it in the order of shakai. But he asked a question. That if you put, if you're making the kesha first, forget about the you know that it's spelled shakai, so you have to do it in that order. He's saying even if you didn't have that halacha, the reason why you have to make the shin first is because if the shin is not first, then the rest of the tefillin is tassim alam rasik. So therefore, by the fact that the Ramah doesn't say that, he says you do it in that order, says if you don't make the shin, the batim apsulim. So that's why you have to make the shin first. Nothing to do with that happens to be in the shakai, but the bias needs a shin. So maybe that's why you have to do the shin first, not because of the order. So you see from there that the fact that the Ramah wasn't concerned about that it's not about that there's no tassim lomrosoi to the tefillin, to the making of the tefillin. Or else they could have said, the reason why you have to make the shin first is not because of the otsi or shakai, but the shin's first, because if you make the dalad on the shin, then but it's not a kosher bias until the shin is made. So therefore, the Kosher Glover wants to bring a raya. In fact, the Ramah didn't say that, but he rather said, the reason why shin is first is because that's how you spell shakai, but he didn't take those kashrut and also that he doesn't hold for kashrut and also he makes shalom. Okay. 66. Tei divrei Karen Ledovid. So he starts by saying what if you took a piece of leather with a shin and you put it on the tefillin. Im dovak katichas or in tzura shin al habayis. In other words, you didn't make the shin from the bias, you took another piece of thing and you glued it on the bias. It's possible, because tasav luminosu. Because when you wrote the shin, it wasn't on the bias, it was on a separate piece of leather. Then you put it, adhered it to the bias. So he has the kasha. So that was the. He says that once you can say that tasav luminosu on the bias, and you can't glue the thing onto the bias, so maybe you have to make sure that all the parshias are in the bias before you could put the shin on the. So then he has that whole discussion. Okay. What about Tasav Luminosu by Sefer Torah? So that was the discussion we had. What if part of the Sefer Torah got ripped? So could you... So the Mechaber says Sefer Torah Shenikra, Boyeria, Metok Shnei Shnitos. If it's only two lines down, so you could sew it up. But if it rips three lines, you shouldn't sew it up, because then it won't look nice. And then the Rama says go the Yeshom Shanogim the Tarfam and Meshi. The Ike the Tarfam Begidim. Yeshom the Mutu the Dabek of Klaf Vibachut. It's called Moshe Mutu the Tarfam. The Dabek a Kriya the Kach. As he's saying that you could, instead of sewing, you could just put a patch on the other side of the cloth. So you can either sew or you can put something from behind. And then he says, "Calls me Shmuel Tarfon." Pain in nechse dover chosim ala klaf adovuk. Say something's missing in the chumash. So maybe you could write it on a patch and then patch it on, glue it on. So the Rebbe Givega asked the Kasha, the Dvar Gan HaMelech, because if you write something, when you write a Sefer Torah, you write it on the parchment, but say you have a separate piece. Just a one-liner, a piece of, not part of the whole big parchment, it's just a patch. So if you write the word on the patch and then you glue it on, so that's the Chortasiv Lomenosi, because you just wrote it on a patch. It's not a Yiri of a Sefer Torah. So the Ramos says, it's not a problem to write on the patch. So Rabbi Kivega says maybe that's Tassav Lomnosri. Right, but in Sefer Torah you don't need Kesidrin. But yeah, but you can't. Because if you were just right on a patch is not a kasha urea. It's not good. Then you attach it also. So then the shas the ksiva, you wrote a ksiva of a Sefer Torah on something that it's not part of a Sefer Torah. And then you put it. If you write it on the big urea, you know that's part of the Sefer. He wrote it just on a something that's not a urea, a patch. You can't just have a patch in a Sefer Torah. Yeah. Right. On a patch. Yeah, but when you wrote it, in other words, the Sefer Torah has to have these, you know, certain size of a pot. So if you were just writing on a patch, and then so that's what the God of Melech thinks. He says maybe you can't just do that because it's a passable minhag. And this is against the Ramah, right? Because Ramah says he shom the butel of dabek alav kla. See, the first tells when she butel of tofen of dabek a three or get that. Wow. Yeah, on the back. Right. So again, so the Ramah says the mutal of dabek alav klaf bibachutz called Rosh Mutal Tafran. Okay, next the davar kosim alav klaf hadavuk. Okay, no. The shach, the cotton zion, Meshadov the Woodmold Madlis of an Esfavim, the Uriah, but what's called the heart of Kosim or a fly. So he says, hey, next to the double Kosim or a fly, a double. So the Kibbutzim Rebbe Kivega says, but isn't that a question of Kafs of Lomonosov? So again, but Ramah says you could write it on the patch and then patch it on. And Rebbe Kivega is saying, no, that could be Kafs of Lomonosov. So the Mikdash Ma'at, the Das Kedeshim, this quotes the Gan HaMelech. He says it's possible, but also by stam. There's no lashon asiyah by stam. So the whole discussion here, who says this is din of tasa v'lo menasi? Because there's no asiyah by a sefer Torah. Oh, one second. He says that the same time the kosher should be chaber with tofu the urias. Malo urig dov should be chaber with one minute has of malik laf cotton. If you get a milk, clear up with me. Now, ail chadesh tasim el mosoi bezeh. So Shimon wants to say maybe a takis v'lochem as Ashir Azos. So maybe that's a lashon asiya. Good question. Maybe in other words, how can you just say there's no tassel and also we say for Torah there is a lashon asiya? It means lashon kisvu. Yeah, but you don't need a double lashon tefillin. You need a double lashon with the two parts of the tefillin, making the tefillin and putting on the tefillin. But by sefer Torah, it's just the kisiva sefer Torah. So. So not so. It's not a bad question. I like your question. Okay, everybody. So we have completed 68 questions. So now we have to go. Now we have who's this? Test. Or Sinensky, Shlita. Okay. So now, where did we get up to in the? Shir Halacha. Where we get up to? 14? Yeah, okay, so let's look at page 13. So we have to go now from 14 to 32. So I would say, so that'll take us tomorrow's a short day. Should we have the Bechina on Thursday? So let's call it for Thursday, we'll say. We'll have the Bechina Thursday. Good morning. Well, and then we can have, we can go on, we can get out the new packet on Thursday. And we'll have Kubish. And so we'll have a sign-up sheet. Maybe Jesse or Moshe, Jesse, give him a sign-up sheet. You know, from 9:30 to... Okay. In the meantime, let's continue. Teichitas Amordechai. In Star Potim and Asuka. Does anyone have bays for me? Bays? Thank you. Yes. Okay, the sheet of the Mordechai is from the Urim. Hey, she is no time in a second with Tetsu Yinotzel, in the Urim, 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 in the Urim. The first part is the famous thing he says is that you need an all-purpose sukkah. In other words, you can't, if your sukkah, you'll eat it and you're afraid to sleep in, then you're not even be yotze to eat, right? That was the famous Yireim. Mordechai quotes it. And then he says other things as well. On page 'cause from Elazar admits that mitzvah means that you have a tzar from the sukkah. If you leave the sukkah, you won't be mitzvah anymore. But say a person is mitzvah, but that same tzar will have whether he's in the sukkah or not in the sukkah. Misha ain't a bucky was out here, but you tell me about him. But start most of opinion. She have a tzar zay yotze mi beis hoye rasha lo tzeis mi sukkah. Because the rasha also says, because of his kingdom of Mokom Roy Lech and Lishtos. So he says, it has to be, whatever tzar you would leave your house with, if you would have this tzar. So then we saw that the Taz in Sifkot Zayin on page 10 because first the Ramah says that Tzar means that if you leave the Sukkah you won't have the Tzar, then you can leave, but if you can have the same Tzar when you're in the Sukkah or not, then unless you have a very intense tsar. So then, we know, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says very intense tsar is considered like a choila. That's why he permits taking medicine on Shabbos for a choila. But if a person has tsar, even though he's not a choila, he gives out the status of a choila for those that are learning Hilchos choila, Pikuach Nefesh, those that they're learning, that we learned many years ago. So the Taz writes, south of that, the time of the potter, but it's time, which of the Eter mitzvah, sukkah, l'chaski, inyan ha-sukkah, shalom kik masukkah, so shakti. Zeb it's time, who torah b'tzara, v'in shalom alibol azel, kain who potter, v'kumashmon, atam enu b'shvil, ela, shalom dir v'in, v'in adu dar b'mokot tzara. Whereas, he's saying that maybe you would think that tsar is any tsar's potter. If you have tsar, you can't think about the sukkah. So that would mean that if the tsar is any tsar that you have, you may should be potter. So that's what the Taz says. That would be the havan meter. So kamash v'lon, that has to be. The Rambam says it has to be a tsar that you would. If you leave the sukkah, you won't have the tzar. So he says, why would you think that if you had the tzar, you could leave? Because maybe you can't concentrate on the sukkah when you have the tzar. So that's what the Taz says. Okay. So we're up to 16. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll do a couple more, and then Wednesday, Thursday, we're almost finished with the Hazara. Okay, so Thursday we should have it in the morning, and then Thursday at 1:30 we can continue the next packet, and Chumash, etc. Okay.